Chazar zeichen neshabach chesvashalom b'vayim chudim sechlis gittin daf samach. Zokn where the people of Galil yesra b'chelboy, can we use a chumash, meaning one of the five sermons of Sefer Torah, written as it would be a Sefer Torah, but on parchment, but it's only one of the chumashim, can we use that to read for the tzibur? He was unsure of the answer. They then asked Rabbi Yisrael Nafka, who he also was unsure. They then asked in the Beis Medrash, and they were answered on, based on the statement of Rav Shmuel Achmeni and Rav Yechanan, who said that if even one section of a Sefer Torah is missing, it may not be used for reading for the tzibur. The Gemara says it's actually not a good comparison, because chumash is not missing anything that was intended to be written, so maybe it's different. Still, Rabba and Rav Yosef both said that a chumash may not be used to read for the tzibur out of respect for the tzibur. Rabba and Rav Yosef said if a sefer is written only the portions of the Nevi'im needed for the Haftarah readings, it may not be used for reading for the Tzibur because one is not supposed to write less than the entire book of Tanakh. Ma'abar Ravashi said it's even usher to handle such Shvarim on Shabbos because it's usher to read from and therefore it's Muktzah. However, the Gemara says both these rules are incorrect. Could we find that Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish would read from books of Agadah, which is Torah Shabbat may not be written and they still use it on Shabbos? The reason is that we say since we had no choice but to write these books to prevent these teachings from being forgotten, we said that and allowed them to be written under the premise of Eis Lasso Eis Lashem, and therefore it's not Muktzah either. The same can be said regarding the Sefer of only the Haftarah portion. Since the many communities could not have all the Sefer Nevi'im, the Rabbanan allowed the Haftarah portion to be written in a Sefer and to be used to read for the Tzibur. Abaye asked the Rabbah, may a Sefer containing only a small portion of the Torah be written for the sake of teaching a child or not? This is the question if you hold that the Torah was given in pieces, because we can say that since it was given in pieces, it may be written in pieces, or we can also say that since it was eventually put together, it may no longer be written in pieces. It's also a question if you hold that the entire was given at once, maybe because we say that it was given whole and therefore it can't be written in part, or maybe we say that since there's no choice but to write small portions for a child, we may do so. Rabbah answered, we may not write such a Sefer because the Torah may not be written less in full form. In fact, my Mishnah says that Parsha Soita was written alone on a golden tablet. Rish Lakish, in the name of Yane, said it was written in abbreviated form, which is allowed. In fact, my Rabbi says the Kohen would look at the tablet and write the Parsha. It suggests that it was written out in full form. Mara says it means that he wrote like it was written, but different, because on the tablet it was abbreviated. But when he wrote it out in full form. In fact, my Rabbi says the Kohen would write as stated on the tablet the words Im Shochav and then Im Loy Shochav. Mara says the beginning of each Pasuk and Echanami was written out fully, but the remainder of each Pasuk was just written in abbreviated form, and that's why it was allowed. We see from Rabbi that it's actually machlekes among Tanoim. The Tanakhama says that an incomplete sefer may be used only if the intention is to eventually complete the sefer. Rabbi Yehuda says mutter as long as the entire topic is written in the sefer. Zochn Rabbi Yechanan and Rabbi Noah said that the Torah was given down in pieces, meaning in separate topics, and was later combined into one. As we see that David refers to the Torah as Megillas Sefer, which suggests it was in smaller pieces. Rish Lakish said the Torah was given complete, like the pasuk says Lokoyach es Sefer haTorah hazeh. Rabbi Yechanan says the other pasuk is referring to after the Torah was combined into one. Rish Lakish says that Megillah can refer to the complete Torah as well, as we see in other psukim. He can also say, like Rabbi Levi, who said that there were 8 parshiyas that were needed to be taught on the day that the Mishkan was put up for the first time. These parshiyas are from various places in the Torah, so for that day, they were clearly written on separate, smaller portions. It may be the reason why the entire Torah is referred to as Megillah. Rabbi Lazar said, the halachas of the Torah are mostly in the written Torah, and a minority are in the oral Torah, as the pasuk suggests this as well. Rabbi Yechanan said, no, most are in the Torah Shabbat Peh, and a minority are in the Torah Shabbat Ksav, as is suggested by another pasuk. Rabbi Yehuda Nachmani, the Meturgim of Rish Lakish Darshan, one pasuk says, Ksav lecho es hadvorim ho'ela, another pasuk says, Ki al pi hadvorim ho'ela. This teaches that the written Torah may not be taught orally, and the oral Torah may not be written. Rabbi Shmuel taught a braisa that the word Eila teaches that only these words of the written Torah may be written, but the oral Torah may not be written. Rabbi Yechanan said, the pasuk teaches the special bris was made between Hashem and the Eden only because of the Torah Shabbat Peh. Pasuk says, Ki al pi hadvorim ho'ela, karati itcha bris v'yas Yisrael. The Mishnah said, Ma'arvim abayis yoshim ibn darka sholim. Why is it has to be kept in the same place as Erev all the time? It can't be for the honor of the owner of the house, because we find that a community owned a shofar and it was moved from Rabbi Yehuda to Rabba to Rabbi Yosef to Abaye and finally to Rava, and they weren't concerned for their honor. Mar says an Erev should be kept in the same place, because if it's moved, people will go into the house and they don't see the Erev. They'll think that there's no longer an Erev, and people they'll say that the people are carrying around and carrying into Halacha. That's why we try to keep it consistent so that people don't have this issue. Mishnah said, Bar Shehu Kariv La'ama V'chulu. Mar said, we've learned that farmers that have fields along a river, Rav says the downstream fields are to be watered first, and Shmuel says the upstream fields are to be watered first. Mar explains like this, if the water is strong enough to water all the fields, everyone would agree that everyone may take water. Machalik is there is not enough water, and the water must therefore be diverted. Shmuel says the upper people are closer to the water, and therefore they have first right. Rav says the lower people have first rights to the water, because they use it without having to divert it from anyone else. In fact, my Mishnah says that the closer water hole has the right to the water first. And for the Gemara, Shmuel said that Rav would say that that case of the Mishnah is where the owner of the bar does not need to divert the water in order to fill his own bar with it. The Chiddush is, we would think that we tell the owner to plug up his bar so they're not filled with water. The Mishnah teaches that he doesn't have to do so as long as he's not diverting that water. Rav Huna bat Tachlifa said, since we don't know who to paskin like, the halacha will be that the stronger party wins. Rav Simi bar Ashi went to Abaye and asked him to learn with him. Abaye said, I can't because I need to learn on my own. So he asked Abaye, okay, maybe you can learn with me at night. Abaye said, but I have to water my fields at night. Rav Simi bar Ashi told him, listen, I'll water your fields by day and then we can learn at night. Abaye agreed. Rav Simi bar Ashi went to owners of the field more upstream than Abaye's field and told him, no, downstream people have rights to the water first. Therefore, I get the water before you. He then told the people more downstream from him, no, upstream people get the water first. Therefore, I get to divert the water before it goes to you. He then went and diverted the water into Abaye's fields, made it very easy. So when Abaye heard what he did, he refused to eat from the produce of that year. Mar says that people near the Shanvasa River diverted water into a semicircle that watered their fields and then poured back into the river. The people upstream from this diversion said that the diversion is causing the river to overflow upstream. Abaye told the people who made the diversion, you have to dig it deeper to prevent the river from overflowing. The people said, if we do so, we'll cause the irrigation channel to dry up. Abaye said, if so, then close the whole diversion because you have no right to cause damage to upper fields. The Mishnah said, "Metudas chayev ve'oifas v'dagam yesh behem v'chulo." Zok Nemar, if the trap has a receptacle to it, everyone would agree that taking from it is true theft. Machlek is where it's a string or a hook that's being used, and there's no receptacle. That's where it is machlekes. The Mishnah said, "Metzias chayev shoyta v'chulo." If Chizah said, "Rabbi Yosi means that it's actually truly stealing on a derabbanan dika level." If so, how does he differ from the Tanakhama? The Mishnah said, "According to Rabbi Yosi, if the miner went to Beis Din, they would require the other person to give the found item back to them. According to the Tanakhama, Beis Din would not require the item to be returned."